Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. The Eureka Fair Wage Act, or Measure R, will be on the November ballot for residents of Eureka to decide if this is good for the city. This proposal is being advertised as a minimum living wage for workers in the city limits. The measure being voted on is for a $12 per hour minimum wage. This will absolutely 100% kill the economy in Eureka. The short-sighted people in favor of this are not living in the real world. Humboldt County is an extremely difficult place for a business to be successful. The cost of transportation in and out are amongst the highest in the nation. Our fuel prices are the highest in the nation. The regulations imposed on a business are excessive. This isn't just my opinion. Look at what has happened to the industrial base of our economy in the last 25 years. We have lost thousands and thousands of jobs to these regulations and high cost of doing business. The Pacific Lumber Company employed 1,600 people. These employees were paid a living wage. The employees' children were given money to attend college. They poured millions of dollars into our local economy. Ill River Sawmill, Eureka Fisheries, Louisiana Pacific Sawmill and Pulp Mill, Simpson Pulp Mill, Simpson Sawmill on the Arcata Bottoms, Blue Lake Forest Products, Yakima, Humboldt Flakeboard, West Coast Hardwoods, all closed their doors, and the list goes on and on. There were numerous local businesses that survived because of these industrial manufacturing facilities. Bistrin's, Daly's, McGarrigan's, Arthur Johnson's, Bill Beasley's, Food Mart, Mark and Save, and this list is much longer than the first. The pulp mills were overregulated for air quality. The environmentalists are proud of their achievements in closing these facilities. What is the outcome of this? We now ship our wood chips to China, where they are made into pulp in facilities that are spewing black, cancer-causing, ozone-depleting smoke into the atmosphere. The global pollution has dramatically increased, and we no longer have those high-paying jobs in Humboldt County. The reality is that businesses are not raking in huge profits in Humboldt County. They are doing everything they can to keep their doors open and people employed. If we pass a $12 per hour minimum wage in the city of Eureka, we will lose hundreds of jobs. This isn't a scare tactic. This is a fact. Pacific Choice Seafoods cannot compete in their marketplace if the over 200 entry-level jobs they have cost them $12 per hour. They will truck their fish to Oregon and process it in a business-friendly environment. Several local restaurants are going to move out of Eureka or close their doors permanently. This minimum wage increase is backed by the unions. Why? Because their contracts are tied to the minimum wage. The unions are selfish and greedy. They don't care that this proposal will devastate the economy in Eureka as long as they get paid more money. The unions are out of control. All you have to do to see what happens to an economy when the unions have too much power is to take a look at the city of Detroit. The Rust Belt was caused by the union's greed. 18-year-old kids were being paid $75 per hour to work in a manufacturing plant, and they would have been ecstatic to work for $25. Please don't buy into the big lie that businesses can afford to pay entry-level employees $12 per hour. Vote no on Measure R, or you will only have yourself to blame when businesses leave Eureka. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.